AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets, in the car while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Take a pause from your to-do list with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Oh, yeah. Oh my god, things are so good. God, I'm crazy busy. Things are just so good. I'm so fucked up right
now.
Just
got one little question. Get it, girl.
Will you accept this role zone?
There's so many jokes.
Will you accept this
adopted dog into your world?
Accept this rose into your world.
Oh my god. Welcome to Will You Accept This Rose? My name is Arta Marine. I am the captain of this very hard-hitting shit show. Across from me, probably the number one most important person in my life, the person who the only person on my will, my platonic lover, Aaron Foley.
Yay.
Aaron, how are you today?
Arden, your eye makeup is outstanding.
Thank you so much. I'm going in for TV Unfuckable shortly, which means you still have to be fuckable, but look a little crazy. So I've got a lot of blue on.
Oh, thank you. I wouldn't have noticed.
Thank you so much. I noticed that you were wearing your foot boot again.
Couple more days.
Erin broke her toe.
I broke my toe.
Dancing in her room where she was alone, and she actually did a spin and a kick and went right into her
bed. Well, there was no kick. It was a spin. And yeah, slam a bed frame, as you do, as an older woman.
Yeah.
And
you're 72 years old, but you
single,
look great. You
still
look
single,
great.
Yeah. In a boot, just dragging my back leg.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. You are an adult twin who lives with her twin and three cats. Is that correct?
Hey, listen, stop. I don't want to start bragging. The show is not about me.
Okay.
We've got people to attend to.
Do you have anything that you want to promote coming up, my queen?
Just that, you know, I broke my toe doing a spin, really.
I like everything that you're saying. To my right, a lady that we're going to lose soon because she actually has a job.
I hate that you're employed.
And she's, like, so employed, but it's what keeps us in one-piece bathing suits, which I legitimately need to do a calendar. I want to do a Will You Accept This Rose calendar. I am so happy to have her with us. We're going to miss her so hard. She's beautiful. She's just been in France or Monaco, or I don't know, Europe. You know her from Criminal Minds. You know her from Another Period. But mostly, she is our Secretary of State. Put your hands together for Padgett Brewster.
Yay! I'm so happy to be here.
Oh, my God. Padgett, you're radiant.
Can't you just
get fired?
Yeah.
Can you get fired and just do this?
Who's
going to
buy the bathing suits?
Who's
going to buy the...
Who's going to keep this glue together?
But I can I say what I am doing coming up with us?
No, no, you can't.
Oh,
you can't.
Okay,
not yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
I'm not all the way in the coffin.
No, you
can't. I'm not all the way gone.
No, there's a little bit of fun coming up. We are so excited. We stalked you last year, and you weren't available. And I am such a fan of yours. I met you in New York. I actually did your podcast in somebody's basement.
Yes.
She's a comedian. She's an actress. You know her from Trainwreck. She had her own show on Comedy Central called
Not Amy Schumer, by the way. Whenever I get brought on stage, they're like, you know her from Trainwreck, inside Amy Schumer. Like every one of my credits is like something Amy has put me in.
Nikki Glaser.
Yay, Nikki Glaser.
And Nikki's dog. What is your dog's name?
Marion.
Marion.
Yeah. I hate that I'm one of those people that's just like, deal with it, guys. And then
we're very dog friendly.
I get
here.
It. I appreciate that, but I really just don't want to be that person. But I just want to let you know that I don't like that I'm that person.
It's okay. We have Marion, we have Scout, we have Katie and Anna are back.
Yeah,
dogs.
I wanted to say that I will be, hang on to your socks, people, because they're about to be knocked off. I will be at Rooster Teeth Feathers in Silicon Valley looking for rich tech guys July 13th to 17th.
Chad, Brian, Will. Put down your keyboard.
I remember staying there and they have a hot tub and like the pool, like the hot tub just felt like nerd soup. You know what I mean? Yeah. It just felt like nerd soup. And would you have anything that you want to promote coming up, Miss Nikki Glaser?
I'm going to be in Kansas City Wednesday.
Stop ragging. Stop ragging.
Go Royals.
No, not right outside of Kansas City. Yes. Go Royals in Lawrence at my old school.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Oh,
as part of the
University
Free State
of Kansas.
Fest.
People love that school. There's a lot of very loyal alumni from that school.
There are. And
didn't
I can't really.
Go there?
Yes. Sudeikis and Bob Dole and Bill Cosby came to perform. He was the first person
that's
I ever saw.
That's a hot foursome. That's a hot foursome. Did he drug Jason Sudeikis and Bob Dole?
It's funny because I just realized I fell asleep during his. I've never liked him, but you can't say that as a comedian this all happened.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And then I went to a show and I was like, I'm going to try to appreciate it. And I fell asleep during the show.
Okay.
So maybe he didn't drug those women. Maybe he just did his ass.
Hey!
Material.
That's what's happening. Before we get started, we need to know. First of all, I want to apologize. Aaron, I'm so sorry. Your number one pick, Jack Stone, is
out.
Oh, wow.
That's your number one.
We only pick by photos. But
I picked him so they could start a law agency called Jack Stone and Stone and Stone.
We have a lot to talk about the Stone and Stone. Who are you rooting for this season? Who do you like?
I'm in love with Brian.
Are you serious? Okay, we'll get to that. We're going to get to that.
Nikki, what the F?
You're the only one.
So I don't know if I'm rooting for him or not because I want him to be available.
You're the only one I know who likes Brian, and I can't wait to talk to you about it. Yeah, we'll get there.
Oh, my boyfriend does hate him.
Okay, we're going to get there.
As he should.
Who's your boyfriend?
Jack Stone and Stone.
Jack Stone?
Actually, I met Jack Stone's cousin recently, and he told me he was going to be eliminated in this episode, so I knew it. But you knew it right away when you saw her face on the date. Anyway, my boyfriend is a TV producer named Chris Convy.
I love it.
I'm kidding.
here we go. We're starting out Brian and we're starting out Brian, your boyfriend, and Rachel are on a boat and they're kissing. And I feel like their entire conversation, which he actually tried to point out to her, is all we ever talk about is you're too good to be true. Simple solution. We're a perfect match and we both love disgusting tongue kissing.
Yeah, I'm into it.
Okay, talk to me about your love of him.
Okay.
He grew on me last night, I just want to say.
The first time I noticed him was when they had that conversation, I think maybe last week or a couple weeks ago, where she was like, you're so charming, that's what I'm worried about. And I just felt like he was sincere. I didn't think he was full of shit. But I said to my boyfriend, like, do you think he's sincere? He goes, absolutely not. Like, he's so full of it. But I don't like his, like, I'm just here for her. Like, I wish people wouldn't announce that because it makes it seem like you aren't. Like, I'm not getting caught up in the drama.
But he's not getting caught up in the drama.
He's 37. Nope. I like that about him.
Yeah, so she likes that about him,
too. What is wrong with him?
There's something disingenuous, and she knows it. She called it. She said, and even falling for all of it.
Yeah.
Because she wants an aggressive, confident guy. And that might be, you might be just, you're similar to Rachel.
I think I
might
be.
You're ball-busting, tough, successful
Black
woman.
Lawyer.
And you want a man to, like... Yeah, you want a man to just right into your mouth.
Yes, I do. I want a guy to be like, I'm the guy for you. This is just you and me.
Yes.
This is going to happen. And their kissing, to me, is like, there's passion there. And I'm like, they want to fucking get into each other.
I agree with you.
And I like that.
Someone go right into
but,
my
but
mouth.
But question, don't you look at his face? And I just look like he's holding grapes in his cheeks. Like, I feel like he has implants.
He has two. I said to my boyfriend, I go, he has filler.
He has filler.
He has filler on his upper cheeks, which is a dead giveaway that he is, he's a little, he's too vain.
He definitely has Botox. I was looking at his, which is, I mean, look, he's 37. High def is unkind. I don't judge Botox, but on a man, I do judge Botox.
I do judge Botox on a man.
I judge Botox on a man.
A chiropractor.
On a chiropractor who dated Jubilee. Who dated Jubilee in real life.
What?
He dated. I'm so deep in, you guys. You have to, you're going to honestly.
What?
I'm so deep in.
Wow. People, so he's got a thing for hot African American
bachelor stars. Yeah, he dated Jubilee. He dated
Jubilee.
How do
you know that?
I don't know. How, I'm so deep in. People
but how long did
me.
They date for?
Who knows?
Okay. Your friend Lori.
He said he got out of a
she's coming on next week. She's coming on next week.
Oh, too bad I can't be here. I see what you did.
Lori's going to be our guest. I'm sneaking her in. While the cat's away, Lori shall play. You're invited.
Wow.
You're invited to come confront Lori.
Can't be there. I'll be working. Okay. So I cannot buy her bathing suit.
It's 4th of July. It's the 4th of July.
Wait, can I just pause and ask you what's the bathing suit thing? I don't know.
She buys us bathing suits. She has bought all of us one-piece bathing suits.
Oh, okay.
She has a tuxedo bathing suit.
I thought you were starting a bathing suit business or something. Like, that's what you're going to do.
No, I have no ambition.
She's sort of is on the side.
Barely do the job I've been hired to do already.
Right. Where, what are you going to go do?
I am going to go do a CBS show called Criminal Minds, where I play an FBI agent.
Amazing.
Name?
In a bathing suit underneath her outfit.
Emily Prentice.
Okay.
Yeah, so, I want to get back to Brian.
So I look at him, and I think he's got Madonna cheeks, and he has Botox.
Oh. Madonna cheeks, yes!
He's got Madonna cheeks. He's got filler in his cheeks.
I'm so glad you noticed that, too.
I just want him to say, in all honesty, I want him to talk about they don't have any conversation that isn't repetitive from the week before about how much they like each other.
Yeah,
that's
charming.
Literally,
all right, let's go.
We don't know anything about him.
Should we get right to
asking her anything either?
Should we go right to the date?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, because he actually pointed that out. Okay, so they go on a date. Let me just find where we are. You know what? We'll save that because we have Jack Stone first. Should we do Jack Stone?
Poor Jack Stone.
Okay, okay.
Out of his misery.
All right, so we're going to put a pin in Brian. We're coming back to Brian. So then we have Kenny and Lee. They're at the evening, and they go outside to talk. And poor look, Lee, we all know that Lee is a legit racist. He tried to hook in Eric. Eric snuck out of his little snake trap, and now poor Kenny got caught, and he's calling him aggressive, angry, and antagonistic, and he calls him a disingenuous snake. I thought you were my friend. You see what a bitch ass. Bye, snaky snake.
This is Kenny.
Kenny to Lee. Bye, snaky snake. Bye, snaky snake. Bitch, you are caught in your own snaky ways. So, yeah.
I wanted to FaceTime his daughter, and his daughter's like, "You're a little bitch."
Yeah.
Oh my god.
That would have been like
that's
good
hilarious.
Backup.
Yeah. What did you? I'm so over
Lee.
Lee
and Kenny.
Sucked. And poor Kenny is actually the thing that bums me out is he can't get out of his own way, and he got caught, and so he's stuck in this cyclone of fighting with Lee.
Yeah. It's interesting because we can't go to what they talk about later on in the episode about when you know like cause
yeah
there's
we can talk a little yeah
because. But did we ever see this situation where he pulled him out of a bus?
No.
Because it didn't happen. Lee is a liar.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
He is disgusting. And the fact that he is on the show still means that he's going to be on Bachelor in Paradise. And we're going to have to see him again. And
he's not on Bachelor in
Paradise.
Not
now that all
he's
those
not.
Tweets
came maybe like the next. Oh, I haven't seen the tweets. Racist
okay.
tweets.
Yeah, like legitimately like NAACP, like
and
clan,
misogynistic and homophobic
women.
And disgusting.
So should we just, let's.
Vile. Do you think the producers make her keep him?
Yes.
For because sure. She does not like him. They get a percentage of picks.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you guys are so deep in.
Oh yeah.
No.
Oh yeah, okay. We're deep in.
Arnie gets all our information on the black market.
I sleep in a cage and I've stopped paying my rent.
Oh, she actually lives in the black market.
I mean, all right, should we just...
white market, black market? She lives on the side with the
Los
Feliz
black market. You know,
I only wear white market, black market clothes. And this podcast is sponsored by white market, black market. If you're a business lady, but you don't want to go to Ann Taylor and you don't like color, white market, black you know what? Let's get Kenny and Lee over with. Let's just cut to Kenny and Lee. So they stay. We at the very end. They have their two-on-one date. They're in the Norwegian woods. We're getting this over with because it's the least funny. And basically, it's like tattling to Rachel. There's whistling. There's Lee's put his best hair jizz in to give him the Falcon. Oh, yeah.
Awful. And they're freezing
the entire time.
Why do they do this on 2-on-1 dates? They always put them in some remote freezing or super hot location.
Because the whole reason why they do that is for the chopper leaving someone.
Yes. In the worst place.
That's the whole reason.
It is.
Yeah. We need to see one person alone on the beach, desert, woods, tundra.
Sea cliff. Was Cupcake on a 2-on-1 in Ireland? Was that a 2-on-1 when he was left by the cliff?
No, I think that was a 1-on-1. That was a 1-on-1. Because we were like, he's going to fling himself off.
Right. Okay. Yeah, that's right. That's on. So then there's like, there's laughing, this short stack, southern piece of garbage. And then Kenny's lost his mind and he comes back laughing.
Yeah, that's not a good look.
Laughing,
I loved it. I'm
laughing.
Really exciting. I thought that was a great cliffhanger. I can't wait.
It was a good cliffhanger.
It really was. And now there's like blood coming.
That's a mislead.
I agree with you.
I think it's a misleading. I think someone pulled him off him or something. Like, he gets scratched. Like he hits his head on the
It does
chair.
Look, though, Real. Like he gets punched.
It does.
And you know what? Lee looks like someone who wears a ring. Like a festive ring. Like a Western.
Like racist.
Yes.
A clan wizard ring.
Yeah. Yes.
Wow.
I'll poke you with my white top hat.
He got on his hood and just rammed him. Yeah. That's the thing that bums me out. It's like, so, you know, they were talking about playing the race card. So then Lee is such a piece of shit that he's like, oh, so I guess I didn't understand that it's bad to call a black male. He's talking to Will, who's so sweet.
I love
he's
Will. Like,
and very articulate and very clear and patient.
Yeah,
I thought he's great.
Was so composed and intelligent and aware. I just thought he was
Will is
fabulous.
Awesome.
He's so cute. Yes. He was trying to explain why you don't call a black man aggressive, and then Lee is so racist that then he goes, oh, so he's just playing the race card.
That was mind-blowing.
Oh my God.
It's like he turned into like a victim, like a white, like, I don't know,
ignorant.
This guy.
I don't know
so
anything
gross.
About racism.
Trump voting.
I don't know about this. Played me.
Oh my God. And then
you know what? Dumb
so
racists
maniacal.
Always go, like the woman card, they always go to that card thing.
Yeah.
Because it's just like a blanket statement that could shut everyone up and they sound educated and they're stupid.
Yeah. You know what bums me out is the fact that, I mean, I assume ABC knew, caught, like they knew.
Oh,
they
yeah.
knew. And that they like, they like encouraged this. They edited in him doing the race car thing. They did a 2-on-1 with like a racist and poor Kenny. And it's like, that's really low, isn't it?
It's so gross.
It's like DeMario going down on
Corinne.
What's her name?
Corinne.
When she's passed out low.
Wait,
but she wasn't. But she
was.
Well, according to different sources, she was awake.
I definitely think she was awake.
I think she was awake. I'm also going to play devil's advocate right now with this conversation that we're having. Taking DeMario and Corinne out of it.
Yeah.
Sure.
I think that's, I'm sorry to say, again, I'm taking the other
side, just for discussion. Yeah.
That's good producing.
Okay.
Oh, absolutely.
That they put Kenny and Lee on the date. And they actually said that line from Thunderdome, two men enter, one man leaves, right?
Mad Max.
Yeah. Thank you. So, and I think maybe somebody went to Will and said, go tell Lee what that is. Like, it felt produced to create awareness about what the crux of the problem is.
Yeah.
And I think that's good to get out in front of people. Whether they knew Lee was a racist or not, I don't know.
Yeah.
I assume they did.
Yes.
Or they knew he was sketchy.
I think they did. Because I think even like Dean was saying it a couple episodes ago. Like the guys know. They've seen.
Yeah.
If they didn't know going in, I'm sure he certainly muttered things to the white guys in the house.
Fast. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's a good perspective for sure. You just want to think, oh, God, it's the first African-American Bachelorette, which is so refreshing.
Yeah.
And now we're going down racy McRace Central.
I don't know if there's a way away from it.
Yeah. I also want to say, though, that it is good producing, but it's maniacal producing, which you obviously, that's part of it. Because nothing good can ever come out of a two-in-one date. Have they ever had a real moment with either of them?
No.
They're just showdowns.
They really are.
There's no romantic.
And that's what they do.
No one has any fun on those.
No. It's Corinne.
It's these people are against each other and one of them has to.
Corinne and Taylor. It's Olivia and the twins.
It's
Chad and Alex.
Fight to the death.
Okay, so I loved when Kenny said, I feel sorry for Lee's parents because they got to be like, damn, that's our son.
That was so good. But I also know that Lee's parents are like, that's our son.
I know.
The whole time I was like,
that's not true. Yeah, I know.
And I love that Kenny started whispering, Lee, you're a bitch.
Oh, that was so good. Where he was like, you want me to not be aggressive? Yeah. Okay, you're a bitch.
It's so good. Katie, what did you think of all this? Hi, Katie and Anna. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Now you can hear us. Okay, tell us. Hi, bunnies. I missed you. What do you think? What did you think of all this?
Of the two-on-one?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's just like you said, it's drama. Like, no one actually ever has fun. No one is talking about themselves. Like, I would love it to see someone to go into one of these and just be like, so what kind of movies do you like?
And they just don't even talk about it.
And Lee is like a little piece of shit.
Yeah, he's the worst.
And I
think he might be the worst in the history.
Yeah, he's pretty bad. Chad was bad, but at least Chad was funny.
Stupid. Chad had
some good one-liners. Lee doesn't.
Life's not all blueberries and paper planes, guys. Okay, here we go.
Oh, my God, okay, he said that.
So we're putting Kenny and Lee to bed, and we're starting, ladies and gentlemen,
separate beds.
Jack Stone.
Jack Stone.
They're in a horse carriage, and he goes, this is definitely haunted. And she was already, her body language was like, ugh, shut the fuck up, Jack Stone.
Oh, my God, her body language was amazing.
Shucking, shaking, shacking, sucking and fucking. They're going dancing and clam sucking and just the kiss and her wincing when he went in for it and claiming to be contagious. Talk to me, lady.
Didn't she say at one point, I'm good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like he came back in for an awkward crab grab.
His hands were around. Yeah. Yeah.
Like the way a crab eats.
I need to go back and watch that.
Yeah. Totally.
He's so, I mean, it's almost like they took a creature from the late 60s Star Trek and put it in the human body of a kind of a Ken doll, but he doesn't know how to operate it.
He's like an alien.
He tips his head down like he's the Joker.
Yeah, the chin down.
We kept
eyes
pausing
forward.
It being like,
oh my God, you didn't need to pause it because he literally held it for 5 seconds.
Chin down, eyes forward.
And there were so many great moments. If you go back and watch when they're first walking into dinner, she looks into the camera like, you motherfuckers. She looks at the producers like,
I thought the awkward small talk was amazing. Like they're on their little like horse-drawn carriage and he's like, I bet these houses are definitely haunted. And she's like, why? Just because they're old? Get out of the carriage.
Oh my gosh. She hated him. When she goes, what would we do if you brought me back to your place?
Oh, wait, we got to get to that.
I just saw Katie's knees shake in a way that I've never seen them, and I'm gonna let Katie take the lead on this. I will set you up, and then I can see you're a wound up slinky, and I look forward. You're at the top of a long set of stairs. Okay, before we get going, can we just acknowledge, aside from Brian's new cheeks, Jack Stone's motherfucking teeth, his teeth. Are the whitest.
Blinding.
Somebody tweeted at me that they're like Matt Dillon's teeth and Something About Mary.
Oh, wow. I didn't notice.
Oh, my God. Okay. So then he says,
I have a yellow tint on my TV.
So then I have a yellow tint on my teeth. So then Jack Stone, he's like, I could fall in love. Does your dad have a good sense of humor? It's like, from what we can tell, not really. Like, he's a terrifying federal judge. I feel like I get him, he says.
So weird.
Then she says, I don't feel closer to him, to a producer. And then she says, so if we're going to Dallas, Katie, get ready.
Oh my God. What
would you do with me? And he says, ready, get ready. I would lock the door. I would push everything out. And then I would just lay in bed and hang out.
Oh my, I've been saying he's a murderer since the beginning. Yep. Like, I've been saying he's turned people into fucking lampshades. He has women tied up in his basement. And then he says that. I was with my friend, and we both were just, like, screaming, because we're like, I knew it. He murders people.
That makes me think he doesn't live alone if he has to lock the door.
Oh,
like in the bedroom, like just.
I thought it was him locking her in.
Yeah, I pictured it like, is your house like a bunker in your backyard with moss covering?
The best is Dallas. She sets him up for like a perfect romance question in Dallas.
And he's
like, first of all, I'm going to cut the electricity.
I'm going to ask you to leave the cell phone right outside the door. Then
I'm gonna drag your body
over a couple coffins and run into the bed.
I'm gonna take you to a secondary location after that.
Then I'm gonna braid your hair till you lose consciousness. then I'm gonna wake you back up. I'm gonna feed you applesauce.
I'm gonna feed you enough to keep you upright, but not so much protein that you can fight me off. I'll keep you like the applesauce will give you the blood sugar high, but not so much that you're strong enough to fight me off because I'm Jack Stone. Stone. Padgett, you work on Criminal Minds. This deals with a lot of serial killers. You talked about the puns of the serial killer. Talk to us about Jack Stone. What do you know? You know a lot about this kind of shit. What do you see in him? Is he alarming?
He's alarming, but I don't think I've ever seen anything like Jack Stone before. I mean, he is a little Jeffrey Dahmer-esque.
Yes.
With the tilting the head down. And Dahmer was very, spoke, you know, pretty clearly. And, you know, Jack Stone doesn't have all these tells that he's lying. So he believes that things are going well on the date. That's even scary.
He's having a great time.
That he genuinely believes he gets her dad. That's a crazy person.
Weird.
So I think he's just actually incredibly socially awkward. I think that guy had some. Maybe he got over a stutter. I think he was traumatized as a young man, and now looks like what I think some people think is attractive,
like a marionette that's sort of hot.
Yeah,
kind of. Yeah, and he just fritzed.
I want you to know, Padgett, while you were talking, and you were talking about Jeffrey Dahmer, I don't know if you could feel my energy coming towards you. I had so many endorphins firing off of liking you. I liked you so much in that moment. I just kept thinking, God, this is my friend Padgett. And I've known her for a long time, but now, like, the more I just like her so much.
Oh,
like, she's so much. Like, every layer that I peel back, I like even more. Can you all agree with me on this?
Yes.
I mean, just that you know this about Jeffrey Dahmer and the way you just went right into character, I was like, get her a test deal. Going to network. She's going to be Jeffrey Dahmer on my new after-school special for the kids.
Do you think
he's a killer? Do you think he's psycho? Do you think he's... What is your impression?
I think he's very lonely. I think he's a chronic masturbator. I think he is... lives in fantasy a lot. So I think he would maybe stalk a little and jerk off to photos of you taped to his wall, but he wouldn't maybe actually put you under his floorboards. You're welcome for all the kids out there listening. You're welcome.
Jack is grateful to you. Yeah. That was gentle.
Yeah.
What do you think?
We'd have to dig up some floorboards just to check. But yeah, he just seems socially awkward. Super awkward.
He's laser focused.
Overcompensating with stuff that he thinks sounds great. Like your dad and I, we joke around. There's ghosts in here. Like almost like I Love Lamp. It's like that's a yellow blanket behind you.
Totally.
She say the phrase, "This girl ain't coming into your locked room"?
Oh my
God.
She said, "This girl ain't coming into your locked
room."
Anna, what do you think? Are you having PTSD right now?
He's weird. That's what I'd say about that. I liked when she starts out a sentence being like, there's just something not there. She starts saying something kind of positive and then slowly starts to
change.
I
love her honesty.
You're right. His smile, he's like,
funny. Then once she basically said, I'm not feeling that, I can't give you this rose, he says nothing.
Yeah, no.
For a prolonged period of time until she finally says,
I don't know what else to say.
Can I walk you out?
He didn't hug her.
He never answers.
They didn't hug because usually they have a hug at the can I walk you out.
No.
He just walked
out. They either cut around it because it was super weird, I don't think they would.
But also, we got nothing from him in the car.
So what
he said was so strange.
That's right.
We didn't get anything.
Somebody else pointed out he's the only contestant ever with a last name. He's Jack Stone. Usually it's Ben Z, Ben H.
Oh, yeah.
That's a really good...
Well, James Taylor has a hilarious
name.
Oh,
yeah.
But he also did the setup.
So
does Jack Stone.
That's so true. That's so weird. That's why we kept calling him Jack Stone, Stone, Stone.
Stone, 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 Stone.
But he did say, like, even his setup was weird. He said to her, like, I'm shocked that this is going so well.
Yeah.
I'm so surprised. It's like, what not to say?
Yeah. You're right. We didn't get a confessional from him in the car.
I love that she, like, the best part is when she had to put back down the rose. Like, just, you don't even need to pick it up if you're not going to give it to him. But she picked it up and then said, I'm not giving this to
you. I wrote down, why does she grab the rose? This is the second week she's grabbed the rose.
She grabbed it with Freddie, walked him out, and was like, you should get
it. She's a good producer.
Yeah, she is a good producer. She's smart, like a lawyer.
She really is.
So then.
Plus, she was wearing, sorry, her outfits are good telltale signs.
Oh, my God.
She was in the largest sweater, cardigan, and ripped jeans, and then naked on the chiropractor
date. So then. So then we cut to the rose ceremony in her dress with that slit with the brooches.
She holds it up beforehand because they even do like a foreshadowing, like this is gonna be good because you can't see the slit at first.
What did you say?
A brooch or a brooch?
Yeah, she wore like the brooches up her like the big. She had like no underpants on, and they knew it.
It was so good.
That's right, underpants. from underpants. From under my balls. Did you say from under cheese growing up? Did you have from under cheese jokes?
No. It's just Arden and I.
I can't. It's Rhode Island. I can't believe it didn't make it all the way to Massachusetts. From under my balls. Okay. So then they are at the rose ceremony, and Kenny's still so fucking crazy that he did the snake. He did the snake hand, waiting, moving his hands around in a snake-like fashion,
standing next to Lee.
She kept the penguin guy with the beard. Who is that guy?
We may never know.
We're never going to know.
I wonder if he even gets any airtime at all.
Okay.
I think in a preview... She'll probably go on an awkward date and cut him.
I think he's just going to be relegated to group dates. And gone.
Yeah, she doesn't.
What if they switch the camera and he's like doing the lighting and he's got the boom? Like he starts working for the production.
So we got rid of Tickle Monster and Iggy, and Tickle Monster did the creepiest sign off. And he goes, I got to get back out there and look for a girl who appreciates a good set of tickling. And then he did his hands after he said to Rachel, one for the road. And he got her. It was basically like one rape for the road. I'm going to rape you one last time. Hi.
Did we ever realize, like, what does he do for a living?
He's a fucking pediatric doctor. And he never said it. He's a doctor. And he never said he was a doctor.
But the Tickle Monster thing is like, he was just like, I like tickling. Is that what...
I think he does it with the kids to like warm them up. Not warm them up that way, but I mean.
No, it's never acknowledged.
But it just said Tickle Monster, and then he just likes to tickle people.
It feels like it's the only way he could get onto The Bachelor if they were like, you're always going to be the Tickle Monster. Like, it's the only way you come on is as a joke as the Tickle Monster.
He needed to have like a dead sibling, a dead mom, a couple of kids.
Yes.
So his thing was, I'm a child doctor and I tickle people.
Ew. Maybe he's tickled people to death.
You know
tickling
what? With Jack Stone,
so
they're a team. He's tickled
what
Jack Stone.
He's the serial killer.
He was creepy.
Tickling is kind of rapey. I mean, it's very.
I hate being tickled.
Oh,
it's so aggressive.
It's so gross.
It's so aggressive.
Yeah, it's not good.
No.
Iggy also, he's like, I've learned more about myself. How about to get a bigger suit?
Dude,
he's in the smallest suit a man can squeeze himself into.
He seemed gay to me.
Yeah, he was always kind of broing down with her, like gossiping.
Yeah,
that was a mistake.
He was like, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know what?
Didn't someone say he was doing steroids?
Yeah,
though,
shooting him into his nuts.
Yes. He is like a human summer sausage. Yeah. Like he's kind of encased
into that suit.
Yeah, he was never gonna last long.
No.
So then we have the one on date, and they fly to Oslo, Norway. For the first Black Bachelorette.
Again, I'm sure that deal was set up this time last year before they knew.
And they're like, you're absolutely, I thought of you.
Norwegian Tourism Council.
And they're like, I'm so excited. We're staying at the Park Hotel. Brian gets a one-on-one date at the Olympic ski jump, and she goes, oh my God, 187. And the producer goes, what does that mean? And it means murder, because that's how far it was. She is sporty and brave. Sporty and brave.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. She said 187 feet, and that means murder.
187 is the police code on dispatch.
187.
I don't know who does the song. 187 on the
motherfucking
cop.
Yeah. Sublime.
Thank you. Oh, Sublime.
I had to Google that. I had no idea what she was talking about.
Yeah.
It's
good.
The
good call, ladies.
Mm. But she would know that as a lawyer.
That was really fucking scary.
Ooh. And like, this was with Brian.
Yeah.
But didn't he scream at her?
He did?
Did you see?
Kiss me.
He was like, kiss me. And she was like, no, kind of scared. And he went, come on.
And she creamed her jeans.
Oh my God.
She creamed her jeans.
And then they
She creamed her jeans.
But he did.
That's interesting because I did sense there was like, you know what? It's the same kind of microaggressions that I would see in guys like that. In my own relationships where I'm like, he's so hot because he's aggressive, but then you're like, whoa, what was that? But it's like,
oh, you like that.
But it's a warning like it. Sign of like something imbalanced and something like angry.
I had a hot boyfriend. I had a hot boyfriend until there was a real red flag. Before I met his mother, he was in the other room with his mother and he was like, fuck you, mom!
No!
Like, ladies, if anybody out there is listening, I can't break my anonymity, but I've gotten some recovery having grown up with some bad gentlemen, and I just want to say, you can't change anyone, and if they hate their mother, they will hate you, so run.
You're totally right.
And if they scream at you, repelling 187 feet above, they're probably going to scream at you in the kitchen.
These new cheeks aren't going to pay for themselves. Oh, yeah.
Bitch, get over here and kiss me. We're suspended 168 feet in the air.
But that's a bad person to road trip with. You are going to get yelled at.
Oh my God.
Oh, yeah.
Why didn't you say exit 72?
Oh, forget it.
Okay, please.
Yeah, like, kiss me.
Let's make up.
Come on.
I'm driving
kiss
the
whole... Kiss my dick. I just took a left. And I was supposed to take a right. Kiss my dick.
You got to kiss my dick, please.
Kiss my dick. We took the wrong road again.
You guys, we're going to Arby's. No, I like roast beef. I don't give a shit that you're vegetarian. Arby's it is. And then you're going to kiss my dick covered in sauce. Listen, ladies, thank you. You're welcome. For the children out there listening.
Are there any veggie patties at Arby's?
You guys... I think Dean got scared to go in a blimp, but fuck, she is brave. I would not have. I would not have gone over the side of that.
Don't you look? She was wearing clogs, or
she was. She was wearing high heeled leather booties, and my husband was so confused. He was like, "She knew she was going to do this, right?"
Yeah.
Why is she wearing footwear?
I thought it was confusing.
Because she wanted to look good.
Yeah, she did.
Right.
Yeah, she did. She like literally climbed over the ledge in a high heel, like a stiletto booty.
It was a chunk heel, but still, it was a chunk heeled, pointy leather booty.
Yep, it was.
At least 3 inches.
God, she looks so good. Her body is so sick.
She's so cute. So then, they're repelling. There is a conversation, I believe, between Will and Eric, who's freaking out again. And Eric says, there's five brothers in the house, and she's taken four white guys on one-on-one dates. And Will was like, "I don't think it's that. I think that no, it wasn't Will.
It was the cowboy.
It was the cowboy.
The horse date.
Anthony. Yeah, who is a Rhodes Scholar, I think, and speaks like seven languages.
Yeah. Which one's Anthony?
Bald guy went on a horse in Beverly Hills.
Oh, the horse date. Okay.
So he was saying, I think it's more who she feels safe with, her giving the roses. I'm open to this, and so I'm just throwing that out there for discussion. Anything, ladies?
I think they're like lovely dudes, but I just don't see any chemistry with really anyone except two of the white dudes.
Yep.
Really?
Three of the white dudes. She likes Dean too.
Yeah.
I think it's Peter and Cairo, and then
Dean is a sloppy, adorable third.
What's Cairo?
Chiropractor.
I think do you remember it was a couple weeks ago? She started crying.
Yeah.
In a testimonial. She said, I know
what people are going
to
think.
What it means to be in this position, and that's why I'm upset, and I know what
I know.
She happens to like this group, at least in this group.
She dated Kevin Durant.
Yeah, it could be completely colorblind.
Oh my God, Alex.
I sit there. I think he is like, if I was a straight lady, I would be throwing myself at Alex.
Alex? Okay, I found Alex. Side note, we're taking a little trip here. Alex.
The crazy Russian guy in the purple zebra suit. He has an
Instagram account that he shares with his friend that is with the hashtag of interracial bromance. And it's
write this down.
Alex. Okay, hold on.
Interracial bromance?
Yeah, it's like this weird... Sorry, this is so boring for everybody.
Hello.
I'll show you later. But it's like, there's a part of me that thinks, again...
Do you think he's gay?
There's times where I do.
He's European.
Yeah. Okay, all right.
He's too young.
All right.
I think she likes older.
Derecho, when I look in eyes.
Dean is adorable.
Dean is the youngest. Is, but I loved how he opened up last week. Even though I was like, you've never talked to anyone about this?
I know.
Ever?
I know.
Men are such islands. I know. Stop it. Just fucking talk about things.
I know, but he's young and he's sweet.
I know, he's so sweet.
All right, I'm going to show you.
Lesbians open up within 10 seconds.
I mean, I'm sorry. He doesn't seem straight. I'm sorry. It doesn't seem straight.
Okay, there's a black man doing a handstand and he's splaying his legs open and
Alex is holding holding him by the knees and they legs apart.
I mean, I'm sorry, Katie.
I could just be athletic.
Oh wait, it's gone.
Okay. I think he's European. Okay.
I think it's European.
Yeah.
All right.
I still want to figure out what do you guys think? And I know it's a tricky topic of conversation. But do you think she happens to be into white guys? Rachel's into white guys, or
Anna.
Is it genuinely she's totally colorblind? It's not about the what they look like or their height or their skin color, or it's them personally. Yeah. She's responding to their person and their soul and their character, and it just happens.
She dated
that she's
Kevin
responding.
Durant. She dated Kevin Durant.
Okay. Who is that a sports
I think
figure?
It's, yeah, he's a basketball
is
player.
Is he a black guy?
Yeah.
Okay, then.
Yeah, I'm think it's a combo of
then
both.
Then it's not she's afraid she's going to pick a white guy and she's afraid America's going to judge her, and that was my fear
I
with that.
I think so, too. Yeah.
Okay, yes. Yeah.
I think it's 80-20, though. I mean, I think if she picked 10 guys on an island to figure it out, I think she'd say 8 white, 2 black. Or yeah. 7 white, 3 black.
I agree.
I do think she leans in that category, yeah, but I do think
I mean,
it's
Nick
person
is
by person.
The whitest white guy. Like,
he wore shawl collars.
Yeah, that if you're into him at all.
But there are people who are there are guys who only date Asian chicks. There are
totally
guys
who only that Chris
only
knows,
date black girls.
Mr. Big from Sex and the City.
Yeah.
Black girls. It's
I know there are people who have a thing,
and I don't know if it's
I know Robert De Niro. He only dates black ladies.
Yeah, I mean that's the thing is I wonder if there's something there.
Yeah.
So now we're back on the one-on-one date with Cheeks, with Brian.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're having, she tells, she wears a lot of gold eyeshadow to their date.
Oh, yeah. I liked it.
I liked
it. Was a
it
lot.
Too.
She couldn't have done that herself.
No. She must have a makeup artist.
They do. Okay. I think they have wardrobe and makeup for the main
for
person.
The main person. They have to because
But the girl, like when I was on The Bachelorette, when Caitlin was on, just and I got to see... They don't provide hair or makeup
for any of them.
Because I asked, I was like, because sometimes these girls will have like amazing jewel, like turquoise. I'm like, how do you have turquoise when you know you're going to be in like the Southwest?
Yeah.
They just go shopping like crazy before.
I think they also reach out to people because I'm in so deep. I've asked Black some market. Of the girls. I think that they reach out to people who have boutiques and kind of hint that and try to get some stuff.
It's smart.
They should.
They should do that.
So they're having their date. She said so. So he's saying, why are you still in the market? She says, I was the boy of the family. My older sister was the sort of sparkly one. I was a late bloomer in college.
Mm-hmm.
And then he says that he's falling in love with her. And then they have a gross
kiss. Ding, 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 ding.
I thought that was sweet, though. He kind of grew on me during the date. I felt like...
That seemed genuine
he
to me.
Seemed like
it
he did. Really likes her. He grew on me. I still
like when
like,
he scoots the chairs closer.
Yeah.
I'm just like, why is this guy on The Bachelor?
And
Bachelorette. Like,
yeah.
That's suspicious
agreed.
Already. You
I
have a personality disorder if you sign up for the show.
I agree.
Except I would have.
I would
if
have
I wasn't
I would too.
A comedian. But I have a personality disorder, I'm sure.
Oh, clearly I do too. I mean, I don't know if I really would, but I want to. I would want
if
to.
If Ben Higgins had been... Oh, well, he was The Bachelor. I would have submitted
my... You liked
my,
Ben Higgins.
Love.
But now
like
you
my
know,
number one person in the world.
But you know how boring he is now.
And Christian and like all these things.
You don't care.
Oh I don't God. Care.
You still want to. You I still want to get into Bone Zone with him.
Like.
Badly. You think about it.
He's my number. Like, he's the one I think about when I'm doing my thing.
Well, you know what? If wow.
What? Bicycling?
Wow.
When I'm
long distance running.
Okay, you know what? If things don't work out with you and your fella, I bet we could get you access to him.
I am,
okay, you let
I'm
me know.
I'm interested in it, but he looks like my fella, too.
It would be really vanilla God. Sex, though. You know you would be bored.
No. I think he,
what?
No, I think he's got a lot going on. I think
she could turn
with
him
Lauren
out.
Was what, boring, but.
I think we know he enjoyed his little romp. He didn't hump JoJo, but what
You'd have to be patient because he tags in the Holy Spirit.
He has scripture tattoos all down his wrist.
I think Nikki bed. Could turn him a little.
Yeah, Nikki.
Oh,
yeah.
I would.
Little pinky and the stinky.
Oh,
he'll,
yes. I think Mary, he's into all that
ears.
Stuff.
Close your ears, Mary.
Oh my God, that's exciting.
He'll be up okay. for anything.
So then they go and they play handball. I loved the very end where she was really looking at everybody's dick.
She was looking right down.
What?
She was looking right at it all.
Let's just cut to the chase. What happened to Dean?
I don't. Why was his jockstrap on the outside?
Why was he wearing a diaper? What happened?
That's a joke.
But it must have been a joke,
but he did it for the whole thing, and they never acknowledged it.
Just acknowledge it.
Ooh. And he's not a jokester.
Didn't acknowledge it, right?
It could have been cut out.
I just want to say that kind of happened to me. I did Chelsea Handler's show on Netflix the day after Trump won, and I went out of my way to find like a funeral type hat with like lace.
They never acknowledged.
No,
why.
She just never said anything. And I'm like, I had to be like, I'm wearing this because I just looked ridiculous. For no reason. It was like, it was so embarrassing.
God, hysterical.
And Barbara Boxer was there. Like, I just looked like the biggest
jerk. This is like
panic.
A fashion choice.
That
and she knew I was just, like, she looked at me like, oh, I know what you're doing, but never said anything. So I had to be like, this hat is not like, oh.
Oh my God. That's hysterical.
It was my jock strap.
Oh my God. Okay. That's I get
so
it. You guys.
So maybe they just cut around it.
Okay, so now cutting to.
I love handball, by the way. Does anybody watch handball in the Olympics?
I love it now. It's
fun.
Cool.
And Alex looked hot as shit on the court.
God.
And he's a good athlete.
He's so hot.
He's hot.
And I was super happy for Will to like get his moment.
Mm-hmm. I would totally make out with Alex. I would feel confused about it because when he takes his hair out of his bun, it goes, as you know, he has too many follicles on his head and it goes crazy.
But then he's got like fun lady hair, which works. For me,
he's so hot. Mm. Yeah. I would get out of it.
You know
Alex.
What? I find Alex the most physically attractive.
Yeah, he's
if
hot.
I was, just when you said you would kiss him, I'm thinking, who would I kiss? Gun to my head, kiss someone. It would be only Alex. Is the only one. Alex.
I would want to get out of it with Peter too.
No,
Peter's my type.
I don't know.
Peter's super my type, but Alex would be. I would want to climb up and down Alex like a Reese's monkey.
Oh my God, I can see that.
Right.
Yes.
Like, I would just scamper up and down and just make him, like, nail me on the handball.
Court. That's tough hair, though. That's tough. That
I would be,
beard is, that's a herder.
I would
that's
be really.
That's a killer, that beard.
No, but
I would
to grab
him.
Onto that hair when he's.
I would ghost
doing
him
thing.
The next day. I would be mad at my body for, like, leading me there. Like, I'd be mad at my libido and angry at myself. I would be so grossed out.
He would keep texting, too.
And I would completely just ghost
like
him.
Like, emojis that
I would
are confusing.
Ghost him. I would completely ghost
like
him.
Russian emojis.
Love it. But I would be friends with him.
But I would have been super turned on by it and then. So ashamed.
Hello, Arden. Come back. Climb on me like Reese's monkey.
Hello.
Lipstick dinner.
Hello.
Hello.
I offer you lipstick. Okay. So then they were cute. All those guys playing that game. She was in the game.
She's athletic
she's
as fuck.
She's the best bachelorette of all time.
Ever.
Like, man, woman, any contestant, she is the best.
I also
best
loved
best personality,
Caitlin,
gets in it, does all the activities with the guys.
I loved Caitlin,
too. I loved
too.
Caitlin, too.
Yeah,
she's
Caitlin
second.
Was great.
But Rachel, to me, no one tops Rachel.
I thought JoJo had some strong character traits.
I was rooting for JoJo. I loved her on the season.
Kind of
and then I thought
out,
she was
though.
Really boring because it was like, because she liked stupid Jordan.
It was instantly that when that connection
and he
sparked,
never even liked her that
they
much.
Still together?
Yeah, yes. But it wasn't even, you have to be together for 2 years to get the ring.
To keep her. Also, she's had so much.
Oh, really?
She's had so much facial work right now, she's almost unrecognizable.
I need
really?
To look it up.
God, please
will
please
you look that
up?
Will
unless
you look that up? JoJo, plastic surgery.
Oh, why do pretty women
unless
hurt
it's
their
makeup,
faces?
All makeup. If
oh,
it's
she
all
might be
like
contoured. She could be contouring.
I don't know what, but she didn't look oof. Like the same woman to me.
Wow.
When I was reading
she's
so that
pretty.
Tabloid.
Yeah, she's so pretty.
I don't want
to. Well,
like,
we saw her mom. We saw she is a princess. She needs to be treated like a queen.
Oh, my God. The
JoJo is a
mouth.
Princess. The brothers, come on.
Oh, Caitlin looks a lot different now, too.
Yeah, she does. Yeah, she does.
Does she?
But
she
I don't know what's done. Work.
What's happening over there, Fletcher?
I don't blame anyone.
So then, meanwhile, back at the camp, Lee and what's his name,
Kenny on the double
date. But Lee is busy writing toasts. He says, "I'm reading books, feeling good, writing toasts, preparing for the one."
I didn't understand.
And it was like
a reading
a Norway
book.
It was like a picture book of Norway. Like,
oh my God.
It's snow.
Oh my God!
There's a tree.
And so then they
and
go
shining his dumb boots.
Oh my God, he's so dumb.
And then working out with the boots.
Oh, so dumb.
That was
working out.
I literally was like, no one's comfortable in jeans and cowboy boots lifting weights, you asshole.
That's a lot of chafe.
He did that for 2 minutes so they could get B-roll.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then we have, we're on the date at the end after the handball. She shows up wearing the cutest thigh-high stockings and, like, shorts.
Yeah.
Alex reads a letter to her. I feel like she was a little buzzed and feeling frisky. So Alex first reads a letter to her, and she just fucking attacks that Russian. She attacks him like a Reese's monkey.
Yes,
as he
does.
As he was born to be climbed. Then Josiah goes to her and says, "You're the woman of my dreams." And she was like, "You've never asked me a question."
Oh, my God.
And he was like, "That's right. I never have."
Yeah, he like doubles down
so
on it.
So weird.
Josiah, can we just take a break? I mean, not
yeah,
a break.
Let's
a
do it. Yeah.
Can we just talk about Josiah?
We wanted to love
because
him.
Because his journey, if you will, has not gone well.
No, that plane went down in flames.
Yeah. Like, he's like the best backstory. You're mm-hmm. cheering for him. And yeah. then he just shoots himself.
What was his backstory?
His brother died in the tree to cut him down.
He had the really shitty
apartment.
Attorney.
Yeah, with the holes,
with the holes in the wall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that backstory, the holes in the wall, I forgot about
it. But then he became a lawyer. He became a lawyer.
Turned it around.
Fix your wall.
Yeah.
Let's concentrate on the dead brother.
All right, back to that. Sorry.
And then, like, you're cheering for him, and then he just goes out of his way every episode to be more and more unlikable. He's funny. I like the spelling bee.
He was drinking out of that cup.
Yeah,
I did. That was hilarious.
But he was funny.
He has
his moments.
Even though he got words like passion while someone else got boutonniere.
Boutonniere.
Yeah. Yeah. That was the hardest one to spell ever.
That's not even an American word.
Pass.
Oh, my God. Squirt.
Oh, yeah. What the fuck? There is a good side. Like,
coitus.
He's funny.
Yeah.
Large cock.
Who has
is that
a,
one word? No, it's two
okay.
words.
Okay.
No, it's just, and now he's really not,
I know.
Like,
yeah,
being
sucks.
A good boyfriend.
And she called him out.
And another, I think, words of wisdom to young women listening to this. If a man doesn't ask anything about
you,
if you give him the opportunity, just give him one date and go, like, make it a game almost. Like, how long can I go without him asking anything about me?
Yeah.
Run.
I agree with you.
Run.
I used to have a lot of guys think we had great dates, and it's because I'm such an anxious people pleaser that I'll keep the conversation going.
You were
going.
Asking questions about that.
Exactly.
Yeah. A guy thinks that date went great. I've done it.
Yes.
You ask them everything, and at the end of the date, like a smooch, and you're thinking, oh, well, he likes me. You know, it depends on like how insecure you are at that point of the month.
Yes.
Absolutely.
He thinks the date went great.
Yeah. They have to ask questions.
I think it's such a common thing for men to just talk about themselves because they're men and they've been
told
that they're interesting.
And they feel connected to you.
And you ask them things. I hope that stood out to a lot of women to be like, I should call that out when someone doesn't ask about me. Because I think it's something we just let happen a lot of times.
And then even when she said, you haven't asked me much about me, he still didn't ask anything.
He was like, that's right, I haven't.
And
you're
talking.
Perfect.
You know,
you're beautiful.
I thought maybe it would be too, like, he was probably stuck because he's like, well, if I ask her now, it looks like she's just
no.
But you just think he's that stupid.
I think, and she was like, you just like the idea of me because she is coming into it as the famous person.
Yeah. Yes.
So
when
like,
she said
you like the idea of me
and what you read about me. Yeah, what you read about me. I thought that was really interesting.
I like that angle, Nikki. I just thought he should at least say, you know what, like take a step. Like, you're right. I have been a little overwhelmed. I'm trying
nervous.
To make you laugh.
Yeah.
I get nervous.
Oh my God, you would be
I'm
so
totally
good at
gonna
the show.
Do that. You know what I mean? Like,
I would have fallen for him then.
Listen.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just listen, but they're not listening.
But they don't listen.
Also, ladies out there, if you're on a date with a lady and she asks you a lot of questions, run.
Well, interesting.
Yeah, run.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Like
then,
what?
Then
like,
the date two will be like, we need boundaries. And you're like, I don't even know your last name.
Oh,
so
interesting.
Too many questions, flip side.
Interesting.
It's great at first because you're like, I love talking about myself. Like, it's.
Oh, I hate. Like, I actually don't. I'd rather keep it off of me. I'd rather keep it off. Just deflect. Keep it off.
Been to yours.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. So then we have a move I've never seen before. She got one-on-one hot tub time for like 3 hours with Peter. What the fuck, Katie, Anna. What the fuck? You've watched since the beginning. I have not. Has that ever happened before?
No. When she said, oh, let's go to the hot tub, my friend and I were like, are they allowed to do that?
Yeah.
There
are no
rules.
And then
when they came back in, they both looked like kind of sheepish. Like, they just
They were dry
they
humping.
Fucked.
You
they
think
fucked.
So?
Well, they also had to go and dry off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Her hair was freestyled. And
do you think they fucked in the tub?
It felt like they were getting...
They were dry humping.
There was a lot.
You know what? I bet there was like a little, like maybe like a little 1-2 into the bathing suit area.
Yep.
I asked my boyfriend, I was like, you'd be hard there, right? And he goes, yeah. Like,
oh, whenever the woman's on top. When the woman's on top, it's going to happen. No way around it.
Yeah. And it's the first time they've been able to do that.
I was for a second like, are they on a one-on-one? Did I miss something?
Me too.
And he was great. Somebody tweeted to me, he grabbed her tit on the hardball court.
Oh, yeah, he did. It was
I have a photo.
Yeah. Oh,
really? I have a photo. I'm so deep in, you guys.
Yeah,
I'm
my
so
husband rewound and said, he got a boob.
So,
he grabbed a boob.
I'm so
oh, my
deep
God.
I'll he show did. You. I can show he you. Did. I have a photo.
He was also wearing, like, a lady ring. Did you notice his ring when he was, like, grabbed her back?
He was.
It was, like, a gold.
Oh, I thought it was Masonic.
Look at that.
I didn't know. I thought it
Look
was.
Look at that.
Oh, yeah, full on.
Full tit grab. Thanks.
Oh wow.
Yeah, and
the
she loved
photo,
it.
Very clearly.
Yeah, so thank you at Two Pooch Papery, Kelly. Also, thank you, Merle's Pals at Merle's Pals NYC. He's made these pins of Copper the Dog with a little cast, and he's going to send them to us on the podcast.
I love Copper the Dog.
Okay, so wait a minute. So you guys think that they humped in the hot tub? They got in the bone zone.
Wow. I think that there was some kind of finger penetration.
I don't think so.
I think they wait till the
I think it's bone zone adjacent. Bone zone
adjacent. Yeah, it could be a
1-2 just the tip situation.
1-2 it sounds like a dance move. 1-2 just the tip. 1-2
okay.
just the tip.
Broken
one,
toe.
Two, oh my god. So
broken toe.
You guys, that is so exciting. So really, that's the end of our, because we already did the 2-on-1. I mean,
well, the guys were pissed.
When they came back, the guys are pissed.
Oh yeah.
But then she didn't give the date rose to Peter.
No,
then she dry humped in the hot tub.
She
I think
knew
it's too obvious.
It was too obvious.
She had to cover up.
And,
huh?
I think
he was hurt.
Yes, and he was going to pull back.
Because he's like, what does it take? My dick was right outside
your
golden pavilion.
Your golden arches were saying hello, and I had a quarter pounder with chi getting ready to get all on up in there, if you know what I mean. I got the fromunded chi ready to go.
From under
my balls. You guys, yeah, they were pissed. They've been gone for hours. She had to blow dry her hair.
How long do you think they were gone?
Like, someone legitimately. Said they've been gone for 3 hours.
I think probably an hour.
3 hours. They said 3 hours.
They said
By the
three
way,
hours.
That but one, I think that was an exaggeration.
I think it was an exaggeration.
They said 3.5 hours. So I think it was probably an hour and a half.
By the way, that one piece bathing suit that you sent to her for the hot tub looked great. She looked hot.
She was wearing a one piece?
Yeah, it was a one piece and it had like a whole.
But a really low back.
It had a lot. There was like a whole like spider system. On the back, and then I think it was like one of those like all the kids now are wearing the high.
Yes,
yeah, they had to get changed.
How old is she?
33.
Wait,
32.
She is.
Yeah,
I love that. Oh my god, they're always 24.
Yeah, she's 32. Yeah. She's an adult lady lawyer.
Oh, that makes me so happy.
You guys, I don't even know what to say.
Arden, I like Peter more. I just wanted to tell you that.
Oh my god, really? Thank
I like
you.
Peter more after this episode.
After you watched him make love in a hot tub.
Well, after he took that lady golden ring and slid it across her back.
I see that lady golden ring.
You know, I liked him more because it was she's saying to Josiah, like, ask me more questions. And Peter always asks.
Yes, he does.
Asks questions.
He always asks questions.
Asks questions. And and then the Cairo guy, like, I want her to be happy, so I'm sort of happy for her. But I think Peter is a little bit more nicer.
Peter actually feels like a good guy who would, like, if you were like, hey, I'm moving apartments, can you come help me move? He'd be like, of course I will. I'll be there. I'll rent a van.
Feet.
Yeah.
Brian's like, I'm having some work done. I can't be there.
I think Peter's also a little shy.
Yes.
So he's actually like a super fox. But if you notice, he's not, except for the hot tub, he's not the first to strip his shirt off. He wore a shawl collar to Ellen. Like, I think he's a little bit shyer, but he does seem to always talk to her, see how she's doing.
Yeah.
And not in a creepy.
No, yeah.
Because I cut and run. I don't want to be taken hostage. And he seems like. He seems like he's weathering the weirdness of the... He's not letting the weird competitive thing get to him. He's not letting Brian get to him. He's
no, I just agree, yeah.
Contained.
I agree.
But he said he was hurt, though.
He was hurt because
he just
also,
fucked her in the hot tub. She gave it to Will.
She was mauling him in the hot tub.
Yeah.
She was on top.
She went for him. Yes.
He was responding. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I feel like that would be very confusing to him. That they're gone. Even if it's just an hour and a half. She says, want to get in the hot tub? Yep. in.
I know.
Yeah, it was let me steal you for a second. Now it's an hour and a half. She's all over him.
Have they watched them fuck? Do you think they could see the hot tub? The guy?
No, otherwise we would have seen them seeing the hot tub. That would have stirred up a bunch of... They snuck off.
Yeah. I wonder I wonder if the producers knew... Bless you, dog. I wonder if the producers knew that she'd fallen... That she'd fallen in love with Brian, and that maybe Peter's already had his one-on-one date, and they were worried that maybe Brian was getting too far ahead, and they thought to make it a more even race, let's let her go have this private time in the hot tub before one of them pulls too far ahead, like JoJo and Jordan. Mm. Like maybe to keep it more of a two-horse race, let's get her humping in the...
I like it, and you should post that on the Black Market.
I should.
I think I think you might be right.
That's a good idea. Oh, Arden.
My God. Thanks, guys.
I like it.
Can I... Okay, before we say goodbye, first of all, thank you guys for emailing to us. We are rosepodcast@gmail.com. We got a great email from Lauren Geary. Hey, I just wanted to say I really love the podcast. Thanks, Lauren. It's honestly my favorite, thanks to the amazing Rob, who introduced it to me when he posted it on Twitter. I'd just like to say it's my 18th birthday on June 29th, and I'll be spending it listening to your podcast on the way to London. So thank you. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
But she said, I came up with an idea. If you guys want to be on the show without dating people, why don't you try to get Rob's band to be the background band for one of the dates? Don't know how that works. So I want you guys to know my manager today has emailed... I got an email address. We're trying. We're trying to
get Rob's band on the show.
To get Rob and I to go be in the hot tub, to go to Mexico to advise Danielle, because she always likes bad guys. And that Rob's band can then play on a one-on-one date for her. Rob's band could go, and then I at first thought I should pitch that I should play the tambourine in it, and then I thought if I'm playing the tambourine as a backup person on a date in Sayulita, Mexico on Bachelor in Paradise, my career would be over. But we've pitched it. It's
might be worth it.
Pitched!
Oh my God, that's so exciting.
You've been on. How was it?
Rob? I'm sorry.
Rob Benedict. He's one of our regs.
Oh, okay.
He's a 2017 Bachelor.
He's our 2017 podcast Bachelor of the Year. He's on Supernatural. He plays God.
Oh.
He's hot. Question. You were on The Bachelor.
Yeah.
Et.
And I'm so sad because episode, it was a group date. And
it was you and Amy and...
Oh, and Bridget.
And Rachel.
Okay.
Yeah.
For the jokes. They had to go
for
do stand-up.
The jokes.
They did a good job, I
and
thought, the
Ben
guys.
Higgins wasn't in my group. And it was split down the middle. No. And I could have met him that day and had, like, some kind of thing to go from.
You let me know if you're ever single. We'll get you Ben Higgins.
Okay. It might not even matter if I'm single or not. Like, let's just do this.
Okay. I will get you Ben Higgins. I'm going to hunt you down Ben Higgins.
I think my boyfriend would be okay with it. He knows I'm so
obsessed. Heard he's super hot in person.
He's super hot on TV. Anyway, but I did that, and it was so fun. And the interesting thing that I observed was that you would be having an intense conversation with someone, and you'd think no one was listening, and then you turn around, and across the room, they are super zoomed in on you.
So be careful when I go to Mexico.
A lot of these intimate moments where you're like, why would they ever say that with a camera on? They don't know. Like, it's far. They have these great lenses.
They get used to it. That's the other thing. Found out.
And they aired that? They aired some of the stuff you said?
No, but I know that they could have. You know, like, it was...
So when I go to Mexico, be careful
when you have the tambourine.
To Wells under the palapa.
When you're talking to him.
Yeah,
with the tambourine.
I hold the tambourine over the microphone when I'm like, I really love your work on The Bachelor. Shake, 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 shake.
Climb all over me like a Reese's monkey.
Have you ever met a lady Reese's monkey? Do you like my long torso and my belly in this tankini? Shake, 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 shake.
I know someone who was a bachelorette, and she says that...
Who?
I don't want to say because this is
tell
like
us off camera. Tell us
off
camera.
Yes, I will. But she told me that she knew...
Write down
who,
the name. Write down the name.
She knew right away that...
I don't know. I didn't watch then.
Oh, that was a good season.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, she told me that she knew, like, almost immediately who her top picks were and what, like, had to just then kind of
pretend on these dates. It was like, it was.
Of course. Torture. You know who you like. You would know. Right.
But like, it's to me that it just. It takes away from it a little bit because, but Rachel couldn't hide her face on that date.
No.
Like with Jack Stone.
No. The look on her face when he went in for the kiss and she like winced. It was a night. It was
a
knock.
She said that when she got engaged, and I think we all know this too, she was like, I realized I had only spent like a total of 3 hours with this man.
Yeah.
You know what? How much more do you need? Not that much. Okay, wait a minute.
Maybe why they got engaged.
I wanted to say, okay, so a side note, that those are all, by the way,
good
exciting
info.
Things. And I'll let you know.
All right.
I'll let you know if I get to go to paradise. Let's hope you guys will know if I'm doing the podcast from remote with just Rob, you'll know that we've weaseled our way south of the border. Send help, you guys, because I'll be a la Pharmacia buying Ambien. Okay. So wait, I just also want to thank people for liking us on iTunes and Facebook and stuff like that. Here are two reviews we've recently gotten. Here's some Laura Simpson, who I believe we met at one of the shows.
Oh, yeah.
The gentle miniature of podcasts. Okay.
Aww,
5 stars. I literally can't with you guys. I listen every week on my way to work. I also make my boyfriend, sister, and parents listen when I drive anyone everywhere. I have turned to many of my friends onto this podcast because it's the best out there. Thank you, Arden, Aaron, Padgett, and Rob, and special guests, for making me look like a crazy person while driving down the road, dying of laughter. I wish I could give more than 5 stars. Take care, and I hope to see another live podcast. Thank you, Laura.
Thank you, Laura.
Here's one more, deserving of all the roses, 5 stars, Mama Bird Sarah. I have never left a single review on an app, podcast, etc. And yet here I am typing on my phone through soggy eyes from literally laughing until I cried.
Oh my God.
This is by far the best and funniest Batch franchise podcast. Thank you, everybody. Make this podcast happening. It's the highlight of my week. Thank you guys for putting the reviews, for liking
so
us.
Nice.
Before we go, will you guys help me pick the tweet of the week?
Tweet of the week.
Okay, get ready. Here, Anna and I picked these out. We're having a special Tweet of the Week contest. Before we get going, I just have to find Anna. Before we get going, we have a special honorable mention. It is to our boy, Seth Vatt at Baseball & One. Here is the special mention. At Art of Marine. Iggy's learned more about himself around all these men than he has in his entire life. Hashtag coming out. Thank you very much.
Wow, you called
great.
It.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have a special theme today for the Tweet of the Week. It's an all Jack Stone tweet. Okay?
Oh, yes.
This is Stone, Tweet of the Week. Stone.
Sending him out in style.
Okay, our first one, Andrew H. at Drewski H. Is this your friend, Katie? Andrew H.?
No.
Okay. Okay, you know what? I'm going to do this one later because it's my favorite one. So, okay. Amelia Lambeck at Unpaid Amelia. Jack making a creepy Nick Viall muttering face won't help you. Okay, there we go. Okay, all right. That's not the one. Okay.
Oh, no. I was confused. Okay.
Okay, number two, Megan Corbett. When Rachel crushed Jack Stone and Stone, not only did the light leave his eyes, but I swear his teeth dimmed like 2 shades. Okay, so then we have 1,000 facets. Stone sees himself falling for Rachel after he buries her in the backyard.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
We have a Seth Vatt at Basebone One. Rachel wanted to spend him home, but Jack the Ripper already locked the door.
Yes.
And the final one we have here, we have at Andrew H. at Drewski H. Jack Stone and Stone and Stone's taking on his toughest case yet, negotiating a transfer from friend zone to bone zone.
Yay!
Very nice.
Okay.
Jack Stones.
Okay. Yeah. So we have all Jack Stones. I'm going to nominate my favorite. Jack Stone, Stone and Stone's taking on his toughest case yet, negotiating a transfer from friend zone to bone zone. Or do we like the teeth or the backyard? What do you think?
I like teeth.
Okay. I like the teeth dimming.
Okay, so then we're going to go Megan Corbett. When Rachel crushed Jack Stone and Stone, not only did the light leave his eyes, but I swear his teeth dimmed like 2 shades. Friend zone, bone zone, or teeth?
I like teeth, Megan.
Friend zone, bone zone.
Katie? Bone zone. Okay, Anna?
Bone zone.
Okay, Nikki?
Teeth.
I'm going to go bone zone.
Bone zone.
okay, Megan, you are a runner-up, but Andrew Adrewski, you are our tweet of the week. Jack Stone and Stone & Stone's taking on his toughest case yet, negotiating a transfer from friend zone to bone zone.
He'll be on BIP.
And he will also be on Bachelor in Paradise.
He is?
Stone & Stone. It was in the clip. It was in some clip.
He's going to be on. Yeah, he's going to be there.
Oh, that'll be fun.
You guys, I want to say one thing. Santa came early this year. Because guess what, motherfuckers? You're getting another podcast tomorrow because it is a special two-night episode. So tune in tomorrow. There will be another one tomorrow. Deal with it, suckers. I hope you all get to climb Oba all over Alex like a Reese's monkey or get
humped, I love monkeys.
Or get fingered in a hot tub. Goodbye. Thank you, Nikki. Thank you, Padgett. We'll miss you.
Aww, I hate
Padgett.
Oh my God, Padgett.
My
beautiful friend.
Padgett.
Oh.
We're going to miss you.
I'm going to miss you.
Can you come tomorrow at noon?
Yeah.
Okay, good. We'll see you tomorrow.
I'm so glad you asked. I was hurt like Peter.
Oh, my God. I feel like no. All I hear is request you, and you're like, no.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Amazing. Now leaving Nerdist.com.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Take a pause from your to-do list with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.